true that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you.
Sitting in traffic some afternoon, or bored to death in some waiting room, well, I'm gonna close my eyes and picture you today. You keep brushing that hair back out of your eyes, keeps falling and so do I. Well, I'm feeling like the luckiest man alive today. And I don't know about tomorrow, but right now the whole world feels right. Of your life.
friends, and family. It is with great joy we gather this day to unite together in holy matrimony, Jake Koch and Ashley Bone. From that moment they first met each other, they knew there was a special bond. They knew the love that was growing within them, and that one day they'd be standing before one another and God and their family and friends to enter in to this holy estate. That day has finally arrived. We're gathered to build upon the foundation of a home which was sanctioned and honored by the presence and power of Jesus at the marriage in Cana of Galilee and marked the beginning of his wondrous works. It was commended by Paul to be honorable among all men. Jake and Ashley, this is a defining moment, and not to be entered into lightly, but with reverence, discretion, and in the fear of God. Would you pray with me? Father, we are very much aware of your presence in our lives. We know that marriage was your idea, and it provides the most intimate bond of love and fulfillment that can be experienced by two people on this earth. We ask you to now be with Jake and Ashley and to cover them with your blessings. May your spirit guide us, and may we love them and encourage them in their lifelong journey together. May they always know your compassion, and may their faith and trust in you lead them closer and closer together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. What a pleasure it has been to journey with you thus far. God's hand has been very near, and he's been working in your lives to this very moment, beginning that day you first met and shared life and grew in love together. We remember in the Garden of Eden, God saw Adam, and he was alone. And it reads in Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a suitable helper." Then in verse 22, the Bible says, "Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man." In other words, he gave her to Adam. This giving of the bride reveals God's example set before us, and it gives me honor to ask, who gives this woman to be married to this man? Jake and Ashley, you've learned that love can be ultimate bliss. It can be sheer delight, complete happiness, a piece of heaven on earth, your own paradise, finding pleasure and total enjoyment. Yet you've learned love and relationships can take work, communication, compromise, and joint decision making. You know what it means to have fun, to be serious, and to live life hand in hand. You both realize that a wedding doesn't make a marriage. It simply begins one. That strong marriage is built with much attention and effort. You both know each other well enough to focus on particular needs. You've learned to love what the other loves, including hunting and fishing, and perhaps Jake even shopping just a little bit. There'll be days, though, you'll be tempted to go off into your own world and focus on your own needs. But let me caution you to consider first and foremost the needs of one another. It's crucial to say each waking moment of every day, you're more important than me. Those things that complement one another, celebrate. Those things in which you differ, strive to work on together with open, honest communication. Never fall asleep angry at one another. We know marriage is not some contract based on mutual satisfaction. It's a commitment to love and to serve one another. It's a holy covenant sealed by the authority of God's eternal word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. With God's help, you can most certainly realize the full potential of the home for which you dream and pray. This very well can be a haven of love, joy, peace, and fulfillment. Remember that not everything good will get better and not everything bad will disappear. Only the good Lord can make us whole. Rely on His strength and support one another as you face those difficult times. Maintain that passion, maintain that intimacy, and that commitment that found is in your love for each other. Learn to adjust to those things beyond control. And I'll close with these words from Matthew 7, verses 24 and 25. And Jesus speaks these words. It reads, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built this house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because," and here's what I want you to hear, "it had its foundation on the rock." Jake and Ashley, you're in love, and it's the real thing. You've made a joyous, joyous decision together. We know a life and a marriage built upon the rock of God's word will withstand whatever storms you may face. And to all of us gathered here today who share this special day with Jake and Ashley, I challenge you to commit them daily to prayer, to offer them encouragement, and to guide them in ways that help them succeed in their marriage. This is indeed a blessed day. Jake and Ashley, you have heard these words. Will you now, Jake, have Ashley to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only unto her, so long as you both shall live? If so, please say, "I will."
I will.
Ashley, will you have Jake to be your wedded husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful only unto him, so long as you both shall live? If so, please say, "I will."
I will.
Ashley and Jake, the time is here. The moment we've all been waiting for, to speak your vows to one another before God and these family and friends. Jake, would you please repeat after me? According to God's holy ordinance,
according to God's holy ordinance,
I, Jake, take you, Ashley, to be my wedded wife,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love
and to cherish,
till death do us part. Ashley, would you please repeat after me? According to God's holy ordinance,
I, Ashley,
take you, Jake, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love
and to cherish, till death do us part. May I please have the rings? It is totally awesome to consider the ring a symbol of eternity. It's an outward and visible sign of this inward and spiritual bond that unites these two hearts. Would you pray with me? Father, I pray that you would bless the giving of these rings, that he who gives it and she who wears it may remain always in your peace and continue in this marriage with you at the center. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Jake, as a symbol of your love and desire to be united in heart and soul, you may place this ring on the finger of your wife and repeat after me. Ashley,
I
give you this ring,
as a symbol of my love,
and faithfulness to you.
In the name of the Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Ashley, in like manner, as a symbol of your love and desire to be united in heart and soul, you may place this ring on the finger of your husband and repeat after me. Jake, I give you this ring as a symbol of my love and faithfulness to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jake and Ashley, I now invite you to gather before the unity candle and hear these words. Before you, you see two lighted candles symbolizing each of you in your own strengths and personality. The lighting of the third candle represents your decision to create, with God's help and God's blessing, a brand new reality. Become that new creation as a married couple, but always remember your own identity. It's what makes each of you you. Your own lights will continue to burn, but this new, larger light builds upon your own lights, and they'll never be the same. Remember, in your marriage, as in this service of light, to be Ashley, to be Jake, and with God's blessing, to become together more than either of you are by yourself. Jake and Ashley, you have committed yourselves to each other in this joyous and sacred moment. Become one. Fulfill your promises. Love and serve God wholeheartedly. Honor and obey Christ and rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends and family, by the promises made before us this day and through the power vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jake and Ashley have united themselves as husband and wife. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. Jake, you may now kiss the bride. It is with great joy and total happiness I present to you, for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Jake Cuck.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave God gave God gave